Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3107. All right, here we go. It is season 2 of The Bad Batch. The first two episodes, Spoils of War and Ruins of War, debuted yesterday. We're going to start our coverage of this season 2 launch with a first reaction for the two episodes overall and what it seems to tell us about how the series is going to go this year. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So let's talk about the initial reactions and takeaways to this two-episode premiere of Season 2 of The Bad Batch. Spoils of War and Ruins of War are the two episodes. And first of all, it seems like this was the plan all along, and I say that in light of thinking about the three-episode premiere of Andor Season 1. For that season, when we saw those first three episodes, we realized that you could have released each individual episode separately, and it would have worked out just fine, but the makers of the series decided that it would be better to bulk the three episodes together and release them all at once, so that way people could really jump into the story and to the action that the series, the season, had to offer. And whereas with those episodes, at the end of the episode, there are elements that certainly made you feel like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens next, there was nothing of the raw cliffhanger sort that we got in the Bad Batch premiere with how Spoils of War, the first episode, ended. Then I won't get too spoilery just yet. I'll just say that the cut to black on a falling container was about as raw of a cliffhanger as you could get. So it almost seems like they could have released it as one long episode, the same way that they did with the, you know, season premiere of season 1 of The Bad Batch, but they decided to break it up into two episodes, and yeah, that's fine, whatever, but it seems like they definitely were planning on doing two right from the start, as opposed to Andor, which seems like it was a decision made later on in the process. Second thing I'll say about the season so far is it looks like they are making an effort to mix up our Bad Batch characters, in that we're seeing them in different configurations and combinations, and as a result, we're getting new and interesting dynamics between the characters developing. Season 1 very much put a focus on the relationship between Hunter and Omega and Wrecker and Omega, but Season 2, kicking things off, is giving Omega more time with Tech and more time with Echo and deepening her relationship with these two characters. A third theme that seems to be developing is what the Bad Batch is going to, you know, see as their purpose now that they've settled into something resembling a routine, running jobs for Cid. Are they going to just continue to run jobs for Cid, or are they going to try to get the big score that will allow them to retire from their work from Cid, or are they going to consider doing more, as Echo puts it? Are they going to try to help other people? In other words, join a nascent rebellion. A fourth thing that I noticed is that it seems like the set pieces, the action sequences for season 2 are already elevated from what they were from season 1. And season 1's action sequences were pretty darn good, but the ones that they've got in these first two episodes are really kind of off the charts. And it seems like not only that they are upping their game in terms of designing these sequences, but they're also thinking of their whole storytelling and integrating these sequences into them. So yeah, it seems like they have taken things to a new level of excitement. And I found myself, as I was taking notes for these two episodes, not taking notes, just so absorbed in the action sequences that I was actually having to stop and roll the Disney Plus stream back so that I could take notes, because I was just so absorbed the first time through. And a fifth and final thing that I'll flag for the purposes of this episode is the guest actors who provided voices in episodes 1 and 2. The fact that we have Wanda Sykes, who showed up in episode 1, and Hector Elizondo, who showed up in episode 2, appearing in the Bad Batch series seems to be a very positive sign. I mean, we knew about Wanda Sykes because of teasers and trailers and whatnot. Hector Elizondo was a surprise. I don't know if they're going to continue this trend over the course of season 2, but if they do, it seems to suggest that whoever is running the budget for the Bad Batch is saying, yeah, we're doing well enough and we've got enough money where we can afford people like Wanda Sykes and Hector Elizondo for guest acting roles. And it'll be very interesting to see who else shows up in the series. So those are my initial overall takeaways from these first two episodes of The Bad Batch, and we will do breakdowns and deep dives in due course, but for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.